Hominin in Locomotion. By Richard William Nelson. The sequence of biological events leading to hominin in locomotion has long intrigued evolution scientists. Last week, the Journal of Nature reported on a hominin-like foot discovered in eastern Africa. Entitled "A New Hominin Foot from Ethiopia Shows Multiple Pliocene Bipedal Adaptations," the finding draws into question the evolution of hominin locomotion. Johannes Haile Selassie, of the Cleveland Museum of Natural History, led the research team in the Wuranso Mill area of the Afar Triangle region of Ethiopia, known as Bertelli. In this region in 1974, Donald Johansson, and his graduate student Tom Gray, discovered Lucy. The fossilized foot bones, however, unexpectedly differ significantly from those of Lucy, also known as Australopithecus afarensis. Lucy acquired her name from the song "Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds" by the Beatles, both becoming big hits. The research team expected to unearth fossils similar to Lucy. As Haile Selassie explains, "Here we show that new pedal elements, dated to about 3.4 million years ago, belong to a species that does not match the contemporaneous Australopithecus afarensis." Aaron Wayman, writing for the Smithsonian Magazine in the article entitled "New Hominid Fossil Foot Belonged to Lucy's Neighbor," notes, "Lucy wasn't alone. But while Lucy spent most of her time on the ground, the newly discovered species was more adept at moving around in the trees." Science Daily, in the article entitled "Newly Discovered Foot Points to a New Kid on the Hominin Block," concurs, "It seems that Lucy was not the only hominin on the block in northern Africa about 3 million years ago. Opposable toe. The difference is an opposable big toe bone. The big toe may be a clue into the evolution of hominin locomotor." As Naomi Levin, of the Johns Hopkins University and co-author, explains to Science Daily, "Although it was found in a neighboring project area that is relatively close to the Lucy fossil site, it does not look like an A. afarensis foot. Bertelli, the common name given to this new finding, has bones are indicative of walking, such as certain joints allowing the toes to push off the ground and propel the foot forward during upright walking. However, as Wayman notes, but the foot also appears ape-like, it's opposable. Grasping big toe suggests the unnamed species was a good tree climber and probably spent much less time on the ground than Lucy and later hominids." While anticipating to shed more light on the evolution of hominin locomotion, just the opposite happened. As Levin explained to Science Daily, "This fossil makes the story of locomotion more complex, and it shows that we have a lot more to learn about how humans transitioned from moving around in trees to moving around on the ground on two legs." Brian Richmond, a paleoanthropologist at Smithsonian's Human Origins Program, in an interview with Wayman explains the implications. "This find alters our understanding of the evolution of bipedalism because it shows that there was more diversity than previously recognized in the ways that early moved around their environments. New species? Is Bertelli a new species?" According to Haile Selassie in an interview with the National Science Foundation, NSF, the answer is yes. There was indeed more than one early hominin species during that time. Timothy White, a paleontologist at the University of California, Berkeley, disagrees with Haile Selassie. As noted in the Physical Org article entitled "Lucy Lived Among Close Cousins, Discovery of Foot Fossil Confirms Two Human Ancestor Species Coexisted." Tim White, a member of the research team who began uncovering Lucy in 1973, argued, "The subtle differences between the two could be subsumed into an intraspecific variation." Carolyn Ehard, NSF Biological Anthropology Director, in the article "Bertelli Foot Indicates Lucy Not Alone," underscores the dilemma. "We become increasingly aware of the fact that the evolutionary history of hominins is not unlike that of other groups of organisms in the potential for morphological and behavioral diversity and multiple adaptive pathways characterizing those life forms during particular evolutionary time periods." The NSF article continues highlighting the specific issues facing the evolution of hominin locomotion dilemma. "The Bertelli foot has some skeletal ratios that fall within the human and gorilla distribution, but outside those of chimpanzees. In addition, the metatarsal of the fourth toe is longer than that of the second toe, a condition seen in some monkeys and Miocene apes. In the Science Daily article Lucy lived among close cousins, discovery of foot fossil confirms two human ancestor species coexisted, Bruce Latimer of Case Western Reserve University, said, this discovery was quite shocking. These fossil elements represent bones we've never seen before. While the grasping big toe could move from side to side, there was no expansion on top of the joint that would allow for expanded range of movement required for pushing off the ground for upright walking. Daniel Lieberman, an evolutionary biologist at Harvard University, in the article How Did Humans Evolve to Walk Upright? Fossil discovery complicates the picture, candidly explained to journalist Nora Doyle Burr. We need more fossils to determine what sorts of bodies went with these feet. Haile Selassie summarizes his team's study findings. Although the taxonomic affinity of BRTVP2/73 is currently indeterminate, there is adequate morphological evidence that it does not belong to the contemporaneous species, O. afarensis. Regardless of its taxonomic affinity, however, this specimen is the first strong evidence indicating multiple hominin lineages, adaptively separated, at least in the foot skeleton, in the 3-4 ago time interval. A final, but important, note for the metatarsal ratios used in the PCA performed in this study, anatomically modern humans and gorillas overlap substantially, and BRTVP2/73 falls in the gorilla cluster. It is unclear at this point what the functional implications of this overlap might mean. It requires further investigation as it has important consequences for the interpretation of locomotor behavior in early hominins. Human evolution challenges. Even though the Homo sapiens is the most widely studied species in the history of civilization, developing a scientific consensus on even 10 transitional links has been the black hole of the evolution industry since Charles Darwin published The Origin of Species in 1859. In the 21st century, evolution scientists cannot develop a consensus on the evolution of hominin locomotion. Francis Clark Howell, a physical anthropologist at the University of California, Berkeley in 1996 summarized the long-standing problem with human evolution theories. There is no encompassing theory of human evolution. Alas, there never really has been. Ann Gibbons, a correspondent for the Science magazine, opined. The story of human evolution has lately become as complicated as a Tolstoy novel. Henry G., the chief science writer for Nature, agrees. Hominid evolution is as mysterious as ever. Darwin's dilemma intensifies. Genesis. The evolution of hominin locomotion saga, rather than fitting in as a critical missing piece of the human evolution puzzle, only compounds the problem. Evidence from Bertelli, however, is compatible with the Genesis account written by Moses. In the words of Blaise Pascal, a French mathematician and physicist noted for developing the laws of pressure and vacuum, the greatest single distinguishing feature of the omnipotence of God is that our imagination gets lost when thinking about it. Evolution exists as a philosophy, not as a scientifically valid law of nature. 2020 update. What is known as Bertelli has yet to receive a scientific classification. Biological classification is a critical component of the taxonomic process. As a result, it informs the user as to what the relatives of the taxon are hypothesized to be. Biological classification uses taxonomic ranks, including among others, in order from most inclusive to least inclusive: domain, kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species, and strain. Johan Nygren, an independent researcher, Stockholm, Sweden, published the article Hominin Evolution Was Caused by Introgression from Gorilla in the open access journal Scientific Research. Nygren suggests. It can be predicted that Paranthropus and Australopithecus, like Pan and Homo, diverged through lineage sorting as the two lineages co-opted genes from the gorilla lineage to adapt for separate niches. Wikipedia. A search for Bertelli in Wikipedia only returns, the page Bertelli does not exist. The Paranthropus page states. Paranthropus is a contested genus of extinct hominins, sometimes referred to as the robust Australopithecines, which lived between approximately 2.6 and 0.6 million years ago, Maya, from the end of the Pliocene to the Middle Pleistocene. There are two widely accepted species, P. robustus and P. boisei, however, Paranthropus is sometimes considered to be invalid and synonymous with Australopithecus. Evolution 101. A search for Bertelli in Evolution 101 only returns, no results. Smithsonian Institute, Human Evolution Genetics. A search for Bertelli in Smithsonian only returns, showing results 1-0 for Bertelli. Harvard University, Department of Human Evolutionary Biology. A search for Bertelli in Department of Human Evolutionary Biology, search found 0 items.